we are going to come before this table tonight and partake of this. And I suppose that there are men selected to serve us, and that's all been taken care of. I'd like to remind us, though, what the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11. He got after them and he said, look, just don't do this. This isn't something that you just do. And he said, in fact, I'm always amazed how it says there, he said, you're not really coming together for the better, but actually you're coming together for the worse. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul saying that? He said, why? Because there's factions among you, divisions. You're not all on the same page together. And so I want to exhort us tonight, be on the same page when we come to this table. And the second thing he brings out, he says, you're not discerning the Lord's body. I like to remind us that we can never just take of these elements because it's the thing to do. It's better you not take it. And while I'm thinking of that, I want to apologize, because usually I like to wear a tie and a suit, and my task is from Monday to Friday, and I didn't know we were having communion. So I do apologize for that. I would normally have a suit on. So stop judging me. But the Apostle Paul is so strong on it. Make sure you understand what you're doing. That when we receive of these elements, the bread and the cup, that you fully understand, Lord, I understand what this is. I belong to you. So let us do that. Let us come with a prepared heart and a full discerning of what this represents here tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll ask if the gentleman could come forward that will be helping us tonight. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Apostle Paul tells us that as he received of the Lord, so he delivered unto us, that the Lord Jesus, the very same night in which he was betrayed, that he took bread. Thank you, Lord. And after he had given thanks, he broke it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother Tom, would you thank the Lord for this bread?
Father, we want to thank you for your having so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
To be broken for us.
Thank you, Lord.
So that we might be saved, O God. And whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes, Jesus.
In our hearts tonight, and in our whole all spirits, Lord, you quicken us to the great work of love that you've given to us, that we may glorify thee and appreciate all that you've done. And may this sacrifice of yours come to full fruition in each of our lives, O God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 And after he had given thanks, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this bread is my body, which is broken for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless these brethren, Lord, as they distribute this bread. God bless you, gentlemen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me, he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Praise you, dear Jesus. We thank you, dear God. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Lord. We praise you. Yes, Lord. Yes, dear God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Praise you, dear Lord. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We thank you for that body that was broken for us. We thank you, Lord, for such mercy, for wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, that you'll quicken bodies. Anyone here tonight that needs a quickening, Lord Jesus, the very same Spirit which raised Jesus from the dead is able to quicken these mortal bodies. So we trust you to do that, Lord. We thank you. Oh, we thank you. Again, the Lord Jesus said that this bread is my body, which is broken for you. Take, eat. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, dear God. Yes. In the same manner also, after they had supped, he took the cup. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank God. There's not a sin in this room that cannot be forgiven. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, for this cup.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus. Brother George, would you thank the Lord yet for this cup?
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you have provided a lamb. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this precious blood that was shed.
Hallelujah.
On our behalf.
Thank you, Lord.
That we might have our sins forgiven, that we might
praise
have the life of God. We pray that you would work in us.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for the power of the blood.
God. Thank you, Lord thank Jesus. You, thank you, Lord God.
Work in us as we partake.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Let it give
yes,
us life.
Wash
so this yes, life God. Is in the blood, and we thank you for the life of God.
Yes,
we
dear
take
Jesus.
Your help. We take your strength.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, dear God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. We worship you for this grace that you poured out upon us. Thank you, dear Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. And Jesus said that this cup is that New Testament. The New Testament. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Brother. George. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Can wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise your name. We worship you, Lord. Wonderful Savior. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. It's just a tradition, really, but there's a tradition that as the saints gathered in the catacombs and were hiding, and that the ancient apostle John came, and he was going to preach. And as he stood up, this was his sermon. Little children, your sins are forgiven. Well, I don't know. Like I say, that was a tradition that happened. But it is in his epistle. Little children, your sins are forgiven. And before we take up this cup, I think we need to fully recognize and realize the cost of that grace. That you're forgiven. Your sins are forgiven.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Martin Luther tells how his hand trembled when he thought of this, what this cup represented. And Father, we remember the cross. Remember the agony. Remember the sacrifice. We remember, Lord God, the love that was poured out. We don't take it just out of form or tradition. Lord, we take this with hearts that are full of gratitude because, Lord, we know what we are. And we're coming to know in a greater way who you are. And it's the blood that's made that possible. And we thank you. And again, Jesus said that it's all going to be different, right? He said, this cup now is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we praise you, Lord Jesus. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, yes, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Yes, there is. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord, we worship you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank you, O God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, we worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord God, we thank you. Yes, dear God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, dear Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We're thankful, Lord God, that every counts is under the blood. Under the blood. Lord, every guest is under that blood, that precious blood of Jesus. Every staff member is under the blood of Christ. Oh, there's the wonderful pavilion we have, and we thank you for it. We pray, God, that this whole camp, this in this fourth period, and until and throughout till the close of this camp, under the precious blood of Christ, yes. We believe you to do that. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn in our hymnals to 240, I believe it is, Victory in Jesus. We'll sing that. The gentlemen will come around and to receive your cups. Perhaps we could stand together. It's 240. 240. And again, if you can stand with us, please. Victory in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, dear God.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
You decided to pause, so did I. Well, we're under that precious blood.
Amen.
And God has something for us yet. We're going to be dismissed and retire for the evening. But He's still working. He's still moving by His Holy Spirit. And even as we retire, even as we're resting, the Lord can meet us and work in us in a wonderful way. So we can have that joy and peace in believing that God so wonderfully has supplied through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's receive that. Be as just a child and say, Lord, I take that tonight. Let's sing that third verse and then be sure to just greet each other and have a blessed night in Christ.
I heard about a mansion He has built for me.
So we commit ourselves to your care this evening, Lord. Abide with us. We believe it, Father, in the name of your glorious Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.